Sorry, I've still got a bit of cold hanging around and that did not come out right. Just responding, pod coffee machines. They're all a much of a muchness. So it's small, minor differences. The one thing I would say with my dad has a Tassimo machine, which I have used at his place. And I have a little bit of vision, so I can see when the light stops blinking. But with that one, you do have to watch a series of lights to know when it's ready and for you to press the button. There's only one button on the Tassimo, so that's a plus point. The downside is, I'm sure if you were careful about it and kind of you got used to doing it every day, this wouldn't be a problem, but both myself and my dad, we've both managed to put the pod for the Tassimo machine in the wrong way up, and this results in coffee and sometimes hot water as well being sprayed across your kitchen, because the machine will work with it the wrong way up, if you like, but then obviously it just sprays everywhere instead of coming out through the main nozzly bit. And the other thing with the Tassimo machine is, say you want to do a latte, you're going to have to put in a latte pod, put hot water through the latte pod, take out the hot steaming latte pod, and then put in a coffee pod. Sorry, take out the milk pod and then put in a coffee pod to replace it. Which I can see a little bit, and I'm incredibly cautious about which bits of the machine I'd have to touch when I'm doing that. And it kind of scares me that I thought I could touch the wrong bit and touch scalding hot metal instead of the pod. But the benefits of the Tassimo machine is it can do like lattes, hot chocolate, tea, coffee, and kind of you can get all these different pods. What I will say is if you're totally blind, you're going to have to figure out some kind of labelling system or some kind of sorting system for knowing which pods are which, because they all feel exactly the same. But that's the same with all the systems. The Starbucks system only does coffee. And again, it has the blinky light thing. But I think kind of once you know what you're doing, I don't even have to kind of try and look at the lights, because for me to see the lights, I have to look directly at them and get my face quite close to them. And I'm at the point now where I don't need to do that. I'm not sure whether I'd get to that point with the Tassimo machine, although the light is bigger.